99.9. It's a Friday. Brandon in the morning, Melissa and Lauren here, and on Fridays we play the Cola Family Feud. Jerry on the line at Crestline, caller number 9. You're our contestant.
Awesome.
Jerry, you are playing for a pair of tickets to see Jeff Lynne's ELO one last time on the Over and Out Tour at Acrisure Arena. All you have to do is decide who you think will win. Our returning champion, Lauren, or Jesse?
Lauren's going to win it for me.
Okay, going with the returning champ.
Okay, let's do this.
Caller number 10, Gloria from Corona, is holding. She's Team Jesse, so if Jesse wins, then Gloria will be off to see Jeff Lynne's ELO.
I got you, Gloria.
Looking for the higher answer on the board, and first one to get 3 points wins. Here we go. Top 8 answers on the board. Name a place you stop going when you're broke.
Jesse. Restaurants.
Number one answer. What were you going to say, Lauren?
I was going to say like drive-thrus, like fast food.
That would have counted under the same category. Number two was the mall, shopping. Number three, bars, nightclubs. Four, the casino, obviously. Five.
Well, that sometimes, hey, I'm going to get lucky tonight, win all the money I owe back.
That can be a bad situation. Yeah. Five, the movie. Six, the bank. No need for withdrawals. Seven, a pro ball game. And eight, horse races. So, Jesse, with a point, you're in the lead. Next one, top 7 answers on the board. Name an animal that's easy to imitate in charades.
Lauren. A cow.
A cow, surprisingly, did not make this list. Wide open for you, Jesse. Name an animal that's easy to imitate in charades.
There's so many to choose from. I'll go with a cat.
Number 3 answer. I'm surprised of everything you chose 3. But yeah, you got the point.
I have a former cat owner.
How is not a cow? Come on.
Cow's not on here. One, a monkey or an ape. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about dog?
Number 2.
I was going to say dog or cat, but I went with cat. Dog. I figure they're both on.
Jesse had 3 with cat. 4, a bird. 5, an elephant. 6, a kangaroo. And 7, a rabbit.
Kangaroo. Wow,
yeah, probably the jumping. Maybe not saying much, but the jumping around.
All right.
Later, we're going to make a video of us imitating animals on our Instagram. Maybe.
You're doing that. we'll shoot it. Okay, Jesse's still in the lead. Here we go. Top 5 answers on the board. What would it be hard to do if you accidentally put on super glue instead of lipstick?
Lauren.
Talk is the number 2 answer. One thing beat that, Jesse. What would it be hard to do if you accidentally put on super glue instead of lipstick?
I'm going to go with kiss.
Kiss is the number 3 answer, which means Lauren is still in the game. Yes. Number 1, hello, eat.
Oh, that's important.
You guys at 2 and 3. 4, breathe. Some people can't breathe through just the nose. They need the mouth open. And 5, take it off.
Okay, you got new life, Jerry.
All right.
But Jesse's still in the lead. Next one. Top 6 answers on the board. Like it or not, name a place people have to go.
Jesse. To the store.
The grocery store is the number 4 answer. Lauren, 3 things beat that. Like it or not, name a place people have to go.
A place that people have to go to the bathroom?
Is the number 1 answer. Tied it up. Wow.
Lauren's making a comeback.
Number 2, work. Some people hate their job, you know. Number 3, doctor, dentist. Jesse had 4 with store. Number 5, court, jury duty. And number 6, we can all agree with this, the DMV.
Yeah.
Hate it. Man. All right, down to the wire.
Okay. Anybody's game. This is the moment of truth. Top 3 answers on the board. Name a place you would never want to hear someone say, oops.
Lauren.
Lauren. The doctors. When they're operating, doctors.
Operating room is the number 1. Yes, sir. The comeback kid.
I'm in shock.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, Jerry.
Why do you keep doing that to me? Now that
That's good news for you, Jerry. That means you are going to see Jeff Lynne's ELO at Acrisure Arena.
Hey, Jesse, does that make Lauren an evil woman?
Yes, it does.
Evil woman, yes, me.
Congratulations. You got Jeff Lynne's ELO, Evil Woman, Don't Bring Me Down, and so many great songs. Also, don't forget, ELO also did, Jeff Lynne also did the Traveling Wilburys, and a lot of times he brings George Harrison's son with him on stage.
That's
to
so
sing
awesome.
That with him.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll be kicking off the tour at Acrisure with George Harrison's son.
That'd be a cool
song. But either way, it's going to be an amazing show. Have a great time, Jerry, and thanks for listening to Cult.